Thank you, Chair. On behalf of the Global Trade Union Movement, we want to thank you and your team for the skillful and masterful manner in which you have chaired this 10th session so far and the roadmap. Specifically on the roadmap, first, we would like to welcome the approach you have taken to develop an annual roadmap, which allows for focus and flexibility depending on the pace of progress. We have no doubt that this pathway will both help speed up the process and ensure that we get it right. In terms of logistics, we note that 10 days have been allocated for intersectional thematic consultations. Merging them is something we should seriously consider. Also, this ambitious agenda, while welcome, places significant difficulties for non-Geneva-based civil society organizations to participate meaningfully. We heard you, Chair, regarding hybrid meetings, and will highlight in this regard South Africa's suggestions to you. Nevertheless, we must agree with the EU that hybrid sessions will be crucial in order to allow for broad participation from all stakeholders. Still in line with South Africa's comments and also mentioned by my employer colleague, we know that June consultations clash with the International Labour Conference, which would make participation, including of state delegations, extremely difficult. In relation to the cluster of articles chosen for the thematic consultations, we support discussions on articles on which state delegations and stakeholders have expressed their views already, hence from articles 4 to 11. As a general practice, we will consider it prudent to defer consultations on articles until they have been negotiated in a formal session. Chair, short of having formal terms of reference for the legal experts, we appreciate the indication of their expected role in the methodology section of the roadmap. We will nevertheless recommend the adoption of formal terms of reference for absolute clarity and transparency. We welcome the approach of elaborating non-papers and the presentation of textual proposals with options or possible solutions to the divergences identified during the 10th session and during the first part of each intersessional thematic consultation. However, while we understand that a summary report of the intersessional thematic consultations will be made available with a view to inform and support subsequent formal sessions, it will be important to have a clear record of the positions of states with respect to any proposed options or solutions. This would help gauge the general level of acceptance of any proposed solution in a transparent manner and thereby facilitate formal negotiations going forward. I thank you, Chair.